what happens when you get the Moderna shot, and then for the second shot, they give you the Johnson & Johnson shot?
Well, Johnson & Johnson is only one shot, so you can't get that as your second shot.
Okay, so
it was that one guy that had the Moderna as the first shot and the Pfizer as the second shot.
So what happens when that happens? Do you get a superpower? Do you turn into something? I don't know.
What was the outcome? What ended up happening to that guy? Do we know?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I know what happened to him, because I have a video from CCTV of some creature running around the street, and I think this creature had the Moderna shot and then the Johnson & Johnson shot, which is only a one-shot shot, and then he turned into a mutant.
Oh, so this is that guy. Let me see what happened to him.
Yeah, and dogs saw this mutant, and dogs didn't like it at all. Dogs were barking at it, but no real human saw it, just dogs and animals on the street. But tell me this isn't a mutant that has the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna shot.
So is it a person crawling? What is it exactly?
No,
I see a dog barking at something. It looks like a person. It's
Legs? It's got six.
No, that's not.
It's got
That's not six legs. No, it probably. Okay, so I have seen. I've gone to contortionists. Okay, so downtown New York, they have all these like wacky things. They have people that do all kinds of wacky things with their bodies. And one of them, it was this contortionist. And I remember he got down and did like put himself into one of these like a creepy. He looked like a big giant spider.
Right.
And then he had another, and then he had like a thing on his back to make more legs. And he like walked around like that. So people can, that's a person.
That dog does not like that thing at all.
Yeah.
No, I think that had the Pfizer shot and then the Johnson & Johnson shot. And that's what happens.
That's what happens to you if you have the two wrong shots.
Exactly. You turn into that thing. It's either that or that's an alien or that's a huge crab screwing with dogs. Which one you want?
Well, then what if it's a crab? Why wouldn't it would have eaten the dog? And I can tell one of those things is a hand. You can see a hand.
You can?
Yeah, you could tell one of those things is a hand.
No, I think that's a mutant.
Why didn't it eat the dog then?
Because it's afraid of the dog.
It's running away from the dog.
Yeah, it's afraid of the dog. When dogs bark, you're afraid. It's a big giant mutant. Look at that. That's scary as hell. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
That is pretty scary.
Knowing that that thing exists.
Yeah, it's scary looking, but it does look like a person screwing around.
So when you go get your second shot and they don't have the same shot you got the first one, just remember that.
No, it says on your card what shot you had. So they
if they say we're out, would you like the Pfizer shot instead?
No, they don't do that. It's not like when you go to Subway and they're out of turkey, would you like chicken? It's not like that at all. You have to get the same shot that you got the first time.
But if you don't, I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen to you.
You come back another day.
You're going to turn into a crab person.
Okay,
and you're going to scare dogs.
Fine,
and dogs are not going to like you.
Okay. You know what happened to you when you got your shot? You started believing all these conspiracy theories. I've never seen anything like it.
No, that's completely wrong, because I believed in these theories way before we even know what a pandemic was. I was the one screaming about the moon years and years and years ago. So
that's like every day you find a new one. Every day you get to you scrape the barrel a little lower.
Because I have imagination and I think these things happen. I think giant crab things are walking around the street scaring dogs.
Or you're a huge dumbass who believes everything anyone tells you and shows you.
It makes life fun.
Okay, it's a video. You can't manipulate a video. You can't make a video.
It's not even a good video. It's a horrible video.
If you saw it in person, I would be like, okay, that's a different story.
I'd piss myself.
But the fact that it's a horrible video, it's because if they had a clear video, you can clearly see that it's a person doing like a weird crab walk.
Find me a person walking like a crab like that. That's a Moderna Pfizer person.
It is. Oh my God. I don't know what that shot did to you, but it made your brain weak.
No, I want to believe these things.
Rob says he seconds the huge dumbass theory.
Well, he doesn't know. this couple were in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a knock on the door. Mm-hmm. So they go downstairs. It's the police. And the police say, your alarm is going off. No, we don't have an alarm. No, your alarm is going off. Are you in trouble? And they say to the cop again, no, we're fine. We don't have an alarm system in our house.
Right.
So then a couple of days later, cops show up again. Then a couple of days later, they get a bill in the mail for $45 for false alarm. And they're telling them a warning. This is a warning, but the next bill is going to be $100.
Oh my God.
This false alarm keeps going off. This company's going, we don't have an alarm.
We don't have an alarm. We didn't call you.
So they finally broke it down and figured out that the alarm company had the wrong address. It was the next door neighbor that was getting broken into. And oh, not my God.
Oh, and the cops kept going to the wrong house.
Kept going to the wrong house. Then they sent them a bill for the police going out there for a false alarm. They're like, look, dude, it's 1 a.m. We're fine.
Right.
You should look at the neighbor next door.
We're fine. Our neighbor's been broken into like four times this week. Where you been?
Yeah. So Saturday night, the neighbor got broken into. Sunday night, the neighbor got broken into. They keep going to the wrong house. So they finally got to the bottom of it. The alarm company and the police issued, we're sorry.
Sorry. It's too late now. I spent all that money on my alarm. We no longer have a TV, a bed, mm-hmm. our computers. Everything's gone. It's too late.
They killed my son. It's the right. whole thing. They took all my silver.
They stole the cat. Yeah.
But
it's
I
all
love
gone.
That. Knocking on the door, your alarm's going off. What the hell are you talking about? We don't have an alarm. And they come back the next night. I'm telling you, for the third time, we do not have an alarm.
But then you start to think to yourself, well, do we have an alarm? Like, is there an alarm we don't know about? Is it a silent alarm? Like,
right.
If the cops are here, like, they can't be wrong. They must be here for a reason.
It's like your parents a couple of years ago who kept getting parking bills and they didn't own a car.
That was so funny. They got like, oh, yeah, exactly. My parents didn't even have a car and they got something in the mail saying that they had a parking ticket and they're like, What did we park? Like, no, that's not right. And then they got a speeding ticket. And they're like, but we don't own a car. And then they got like four parking tickets in total and a speeding ticket. And then they had a warrant for their arrest.
They had to go to court. It's not me. I don't own a car.
And they're like, sure, you know, you're going to have to pay this. And they're like, we don't own a car. Like, how can we get a speeding ticket? I don't even think my license has been renewed. It turned out that stupid New York City, when you turn in your license plate, they're supposed to destroy your license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking gave it to someone else.
Oh, is that what happened?
They gave their license plates to some. They just randomly gave their license plate to another person. Like, so when you hand in your license plate, they're supposed to put it in the destroy pile, mm-hmm. but some dumbass put it in the, oh, put this back in circulation file. And then that person who got
there.
From
this hand to this hand. There you go.
Right, exactly. And right, pretty much. And then the person who ended up getting their license plate was obviously, you know, a real scofflaw, a fast driver and got tons of parking tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it took them forever to figure that out. But my parents, you know, my poor little parents, they showed up and they were like,
we don't have a car. if you tell me what kind of car it has, then. We'd still not going to come to the fact of we don't own a car.
My mother, thank goodness, saved the receipt of when she turned in the license plates.
Yeah, who saved that?
Well, luckily she did. She right. dug it out. It took her forever to find it. And then they had sold their car like years before, you know, so they found the sale thing of the car. It was like,
yeah
same thing where they were like, they kept getting parking tickets.
If you live in New York and you run a red light, they will send you a bill because they take a photo of your license plate
right.
and send you a bill. If you go through a toll and you don't have a fast pass, they will send you the bill in the mail. So,
right.
you know, somebody else with another license plate keeps running red lights and go through tolls. But this guy gets woken up at 1 a.m. by the police banging on his door. That's not good.
Lion King Kitty said that she once got an impound bill for a car she sold 5 years before in a different state.
I don't own the car.
I haven't owned the car for 5 years.
Prove it. Oh, now I got to prove it. Now I have to go to court and prove to you that I don't own this car.
And I wasn't in that other state the day you said I was.
Yeah, thanks.